Today is Thursday, September 1st, 2022, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. I'm not sure if I'm going to be able to do a show tomorrow. I'm just letting you guys know that now, because my haircut is tomorrow, and I have to leave super early in the morning, and I won't get back until late, and then I will have Mix Minus. Actually, I was just thinking about it. I'm going to be cutting it close. I'm doing math. I'm doing like 1:30, 2:30, 3:30, 4:30, 5:30, 6:30. I'm like doing math on the, yeah, this is the math podcast. I have a haircut tomorrow. And so what I'll do is maybe I'll record a Geeky Gay with Daniel or something. But it'll be released late. I don't know. Daniel listens to this, so now he's going to hold me to this tomorrow. But I'm going to be getting in the car super early. And then I won't be back until almost time for Mix Minus. I had to sneeze. Oh, I muted myself. Anyway, so I'll try to get something out, but it'll be late. You may not get it till Saturday. Who knows? It's Labor Day. Is it Labor Day weekend? I feel like it's Labor Day weekend. But I get Labor Day and Memorial Day confused, so I could totally be wrong about that. Anyway, so let's just talk about my whole bracelet situation. I was that Mark got me for our anniversary. Nothing has happened. I went to Orchestra last night. No big deal. I picked up a grilled chicken sandwich on the way home. We watched Breaking Bad. That's your update for our life. I haven't really done anything. But I was looking at my hand and I saw this ring on my hand that I love. I love the ring. But I want to walk you guys through this situation that happened, because I touched on it, but I didn't really go into depth, right? So Mark had bought me this bracelet for our anniversary, which I did not buy him anything. I'm a horrible person. I couldn't go back and buy something because then it was too late, and it looked like I'm just buying something because he got me something. So I don't know. I'm going to make up for it for his birthday or his citizenship. I don't know. I'm going to make up for it, but I couldn't really at the time go out and buy something because I felt like it was just disingenuous to do it. And so anyway, and Sydney is licking herself again. Sydney is my dog. She's not up here with me when I'm recording. But she came up here and she's refused to leave. I told her I was going to record and she could exit, and she refused. So if you hear licking, she's licking her vajayjay, as we would say. Anyway, so, it's gross sounding. Sydney, quit. Anyway, so he bought me that bracelet. We were in Europe. We get back. I realize it doesn't fit me. And it's going to fall off. And so it takes us a couple of weeks to go to the jewelry store, because we were thinking, oh, it's a bracelet. It's like a link bracelet. It will be easy for them to resize. There's no rush. That's what we were thinking. Because I was thinking, you know, watches, you can just take a watch in and get it resized. So we took our time. So we go in somewhere around the beginning of August. And we talk to them and they say, oh, we don't have the proper tool here. No problem. We can send it off. Although they charge for this, which is stupid, because if you buy something from the jewelry company, they should resize it for free. So that was the first thing. I was like irritated. And not only that, but one of our friends is the district manager, and she was there the day we took it in. She should have like waive the fee for us or something. We know her. But anyway, didn't get that kind of service. They said, we're going to ship it off. It'll take a couple of weeks, possibly even 3 weeks. When we get it back, you know, we'll call you or email you and you can come in and get it and pay and all that kind of stuff. So then a couple of weeks later, I get an email saying the bracelet is ready. And so I go in. So we go in. And this is, I mean, this jewelry store is probably half an hour away from our house. So, you know, we go there when it's convenient for us to go there. And so we get there, we go in, and they say, you know, or actually it was me. I did it on a Sunday because my church is near the jewelry store. And so I go in and they say, oh, we're so sorry, Mr. Burns. We were not able to resize this bracelet. This bracelet is not resizable. It is a one size bracelet. Now, why they didn't know that when we took it in, we bought the stupid bracelet. I mean, it's not a stupid bracelet, but I'm irritated at this point. We bought this bracelet from Zales. By the way, the jewelry company is Zales. Mark bought it from Zales. And they should know whether or not it's resizable. So now we've wasted another 3 weeks on this. So then they say, oh, well, do you want to do a return or an exchange or something like that? And I say, well, Mark is not with me. He bought it. We will come back in and we will, you know, take care of it then. And they're like, okay, just come back in. We can do an exchange, return, whatever. So in the meantime, I look on the Zales website and it says their return policy is 30 days. Well, he bought this bracelet way back on like June 1st, and we're in the middle of August by then. And the exchange policy is 60 days. So we take it back in, and sure enough, they say, sir, you're past the exchange. You're past everything. And I was a little bit, you know, white privilege male. I'm like, it's not really our fault because we brought it in within the window that you would have at the very least let us do an exchange. You guys didn't even know that you couldn't resize it. You shipped it off, which took another 2 to 3 weeks. We didn't know until it came back that it couldn't be resized, which again is something you should have known. And now you're telling us we can't return it or exchange it, you know, because we're outside the window. And she said, okay, well, let me talk to my manager, whatever. So they agreed to do an exchange, but they would only do an exchange that they would not give us any money back. They would, it had to be, you know, if what I was exchanging for was less than what he paid, then we just lose the money. They wouldn't do over. Anyway, so I'm like struggling to find, it's a small jewelry store. They wouldn't let me do anything on the website. It had to be something there in their jewelry store. So I'm looking around. I looked at watches, but the watches were too expensive and I don't normally wear a watch. So, you know, that would just be, I'm like, what can I get? I can't get the same bracelet. I like the bracelet, but it's not resizable. None of their bracelets were resizable. They were all too big. The gold jewelry was ugly. It was like crosses and like those nugget looking crosses and the gold rope chains. And like, I mean, what am I? A drug dealer? I'm not going to wear that. I mean, not to offend anyone that wears a gold cross. I'm just, anyway, so I found these rings, these like tungsten or titanium, I don't know, some metal that I kind of liked. I'm like, oh, you know, I kind of like these rings. The rings also not resizable. And I said, well, do they come in other sizes? And she said, well, we can't, or with this exchange, we're not going to be able to order anything. We need you to get something that's here now. So I finally find a ring, but it only fits on my index finger and it's a little bit too big. So it's a little loose, but I felt pressured. I'm like, well, they're doing this special thing for us. They're only going to let us do it today. I have to pick something out. So I'm like, you know what? I like this ring. I'll go ahead and get it. Mark didn't even really like the ring. So then I get it. And then she says, oh, I went ahead and returned the bracelet, you'll get the money back on your credit card, and we're just going to do a new purchase for this ring. So now she did a return. I don't know. I'm thinking maybe now that we have a receipt, maybe I return the ring and get a different size. I don't know. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'm out of music. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow, maybe. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.